Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. And your new Trends Journal's coming out live very, very soon. And here's the cover. Yep. Candidate Trump, who vowed peace on earth, changed the Defense Department to War Department. Yes, bombs away. Trump's never-ending War Department. That's what it is. It's a War Department. Again, he bullshitted. He said, you know, when he was running, you know, for office, he's going to be a peace candidate, and then bombs away over the Houthis, bombs away over Iran. I think it's like almost 100 bombs over Somalia. Ask anybody to find Somalia on the map. They couldn't find it. And what the hell are we doing there? Oh, we're going to stop them terrorists. You know, shove it. Yeah. Your Veterans Day, you're sending more innocent guys to get killed in Vietnam like my generation. No, no, send them to Iraq. No, send them to Afghanistan. Oh, now we're going to send them to Venezuela, huh? Yep. Venezuela is deploying weapons and planning to mount guerrilla-style resistance with Socajas in the event of a U.S. air or ground attack, according to sources with knowledge of the efforts and planning documents seen by Reuters. Yep. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested the possibility of a ground operation in Venezuela, saying, quote, the land is going to be next, following multiple strikes on drug trafficking vessels. That's the other bullshit. Drug trafficking. Could you show us any proof? Yeah, we got proof. We're not showing you. It's intelligence. Shove that intelligence shit up your fucking ass. You guys got no intelligence. None at all. Hey, you lost every war, man, since World War II. And you wouldn't have won that one without the Russians. So shove that intelligence bullshit up your fucking ass. You're killing people without jury trials or anything. I could kill who I want, don't you know? Yeah, anyway, moving on. Land is going to be ours following multiple strikes on alleged drug trafficking vessels in the Caribbean and large military buildup in the region. He later denied he was considering strikes inside Venezuela. Well, yeah, he denied it. He says one thing and says another thing. Yeah, Taco Trump, yeah. Anyway, just disgusting. Just disgusting. Again, I launched Occupy Peace, so I'm not a bullshitter like the rest of the fucking clowns out there that don't do fucking shit for peace. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. So going back to the markets, it's a happy day for the Dow. It rose almost 560 points, a new high. The S&P was up a bit. 0.21, but the NASDAQ went down 0.25. You know, they're worried about this overvalued AI markets. They're totally way overvalued. There's going to be a dot-com bust. It's just going to be a matter of when, not if. And I believe the when is going to be sooner rather than later. And remember that ADP last week they came out with and said that there was more job creation. This week they came out yesterday, today, and said it was down on private sector jobs was down more than 11,000 on average per week. And now the bullshit with the markets are they're going up because the government lockdown may end. That's nothing to fucking do with the whole big picture. Nothing at all. And again, as we detail in our economic update, there's absolutely no relationship between Wall Street and Main Street. Again, the data is all there. A couple of articles in this week's Trends Journal, you know, just showing you the terrible reality that's facing what used to be called the middle class. Now we're just plantation workers of Slavelandia. All these fucking tax breaks that Trump is doing are for the very big. All the facts are there. Yep. Top 10 richest people, we noted this before. Wealth soared by $700 billion last year. Young Americans getting pinched in job market. Yep. Terrible, terrible what's going on. But again, very important what happened with this mayoral race in New York City. we have a spotlight on the New York mayoral race. It marks a day in history. Mamdani's win is a perfect storm. Again, it's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. I'm against this child care. I don't want to pay for your kids. When I grew up, my mother raised me. And mothers used to raise kids that are grandparents, and you know, if the parents worked, or, you know, I don't want to fucking pay for your kid. But again, there's some things I approve with him. I like what he's doing against the Israel genocide. He's man enough to speak up against it. So again, it's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. You look at the whole story. And this is really, really big. Trump didn't deliver on the economy, which is one of the major reasons why he got elected in 2024. This is serious, what's going on. And it only has national interest. It's international. Now, Tanzania, the Generation Z is taking to the streets. Morocco, Madagascar, Nepal, Kenya, and New York City. The biggest turnout in the primaries of the mayoral election were 18 to 24-year-olds, Generation Z. Yep. So this is serious, what's going on there. And again, you look what's going on. Brent crude still hanging around the $65 a barrel mark because there's more supply than demand. Again, the data is all here. It's in your Trends Journal, one article after another. Special report, the world's shrinking manufacturing sector. Factory activity slows throughout Asia. U.S. factory output in October down. Eurozone manufacturing slowed by weak demand. One thing after another, the facts are all there. The markets have absolutely nothing to do with reality. Nothing. And gold prices today, they were up $11. They were as high as today. They were up to $4,100, almost $50 an ounce. They closed at $4,125 an ounce. Again, go back to the podcast that I did on Thursday. What did I say? I said that, and you go back to October 16th, the day before gold hit a new high, I said there's going to be a $500 correction. And it did. It went down $500 around. And then I said it has to break over the $4,000 mark to gain more strength. And now it has. So it may go down again, up and down, but it's solid as I see it. And again, that's our trend forecast. You know, they're always the wild cards. But the wild card we see is the situation is going to get wilder. The economic conditions are going to decline. And the Israel and Ukraine war will ramp up. And now again, there's the article that was a big article in the New York Times that we detailed and others reporting on it about how the United States is planning to attack Venezuela. And again, it has nothing to do with narco-terrorists. It has to do with oil, as we see it. Again, as I say, you think we've invaded Syria, Iraq, and Libya, if their major export was broccoli. Featured guest articles by Dr. Joseph Mercola, Rediscovering the Purpose of Age, of AI, Gary Null. The Digital Revolution Was a Great Mistake, Paul Craig Roberts. Ruled by Thieves, the Police State Becomes a Pay-to-Play Shadow Government, John Anisha Whitehead. Torture and rape are all in a day's work for Israel's defenders. That's right. Facts are all there. That's Phil Giraldi, Joe Duran, the Technocracy Man, the Geopolitics of Bitcoin Hitting Home in 2025, Push a Smarter Brain Organoids, Spurs, Ethics Concerns, Organoids, and on, Trends in Geopolitics, what's going on, the Ukraine war, what's going on with the Israel war, and on and on and on, what NATO is doing, high-tech science, whole sections on AI, we're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you anywhere, any place, So subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you everything we can. We need more subscribers to make a difference because we put out the truth in trends. We give you what nobody does. We give you all the data, factual. And when there's a war going on, we go to all the countries that are involved in it, not just the one that's on your side. Because this is what they're saying. This is our analysis and this is our trend forecast. So subscribe, go to trendsjournal.com, $2.59 a week, nothing. And we need to unite because if we don't, it's going to be over. Again, Israel's bombing Lebanon. They violated the ceasefire agreement hundreds of times, but nobody reports it. It's good. They could do anything that they want to do. IDF lawyers warned about evidence of war crimes in Gaza. That's right. Israeli Defense Force lawyers warned about it. I guess you could call them anti-Semites. That banging, by the way, is I'm hitting my thing. I talk on my hands. That's what that noise is. I'm hitting the table here. Anyway, what else do we got here? Oh, Gregory Manarino. Liquidity, addiction, destruction. Blowout, hollow out. Again, this whole thing is a fraud. The markets are a total fucking fraud. Has nothing to do with reality. Again, the 10% own about 92% of it. The rich keep getting richer, and the people keep getting poorer. And going back to Bitcoin, this is serious right now. It's taken a negative hit, and this is from a number of articles. Bitcoin is taking a negative hit in the world on the crypto street. Word on the crypto street is that analysts say Bitcoin is, quote, extremely bearish phase. And Bitcoin's bearish technical pattern could signal a start of a deeper correction. Some say it could drop down to $60 per coin or even lower. Yahoo Finance had an article of Ally Martinez. And they say, quote, known for scrutinizing chart patterns, on-chain signals said on X post that if Bitcoin continues to trade, the short-term holder realized price of $111,937 is a higher likelihood of it moving toward the realized price of $56,185 or lower. The long-term holder realized price is $37,817. But that's one side of it. Then there's the Trump side. Will they do everything they can to prop it up? And will that be enough? Again, the economic uncertainty and a lot of the players in Bitcoin are young people. But again, the bigs got involved in it too. And they don't have any money, the young people. That's why Mamdani won. Again, the facts are all there. Trump's fix for the economy did not happen. As we look at the special report on Mamdani, let's see what we have here. Trump didn't deliver on economy, so voters turned to Democrats during last week's election. Priced out, Democrats see affordability as the connective tissue that led to Tuesday's victories. Mamdani's win has national, international significance. His victory speech. And Israel sees Mamdani's victory as major loss in U.S., one after another. And again, one of the major reasons this cat won is social media, and it's the new world. Less and less people are reading, and more people are social mediaized. So that's some of what you got in the Trends Journal. And again, we're in very, very critical times. And the market crash could happen before the holiday season. And we'll see what happens. You know, there's always the gambler's game in the sense that the team out there, the bigs will do everything to keep propping it up. But remember, 2018, the Dow had its worst December, since the Great Depression, 1931. What happened? President Trump at the time forced Jerome Powell to lower interest rates, which he did in January 2019. And then what happened? Dow went up 22% that year. Oh, then there was the repo crisis, but we won't talk about that. And then the COVID war, and everybody forgot about it. So that's what you got to watch out for. We're forecasting the worst is yet to come. And don't forget tomorrow, Salenti and the judge. Yep, there's a lot to talk about. This guy really works hard, this Judge Napolitano, and he's putting out great information. So tune in tomorrow. We'll see you then. And remember, subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want to read history before it happens.